Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are talking all about a great subject, money. My guest today is a money mastery coach for women in business. She has been coaching, training, and conducting workshops for over 18 years. MOMAC helps women see their value and understand their worth. MOMAC Cherupu, I love your name. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. I am so excited to be here. It's such an honor, and I'm thrilled, and I'm scared to death.
Oh, stop it. You've done radio before. You don't need to be scared. You're a pro. You've done it before, but not in person.
Right.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
It's more fun, isn't it?
It is.
Now, you just told me something about your name. Can you tell the listeners what your name means?
Yes. My name means Little Mother, Seeker of Healing, and it's a Persian name. It's from Iran.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. MOMAC Cherupu. Oh, well, we're going to have to spell it. We're going to have to spell it later on. You are based out of Quincy, but where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Iran, and I moved here when I was 4. I basically grew up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Now, where else did you live? Because I noticed New Mexico.
No, I also lived in Arizona for about 20 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Arizona, 20 years.
Yes, too long.
Okay, now what brought you over here to Quincy?
Basically, my husband found a job here, and we relocated because of his job.
Oh.
And I had visited Boston a year before, and as soon as we landed, I said, this is home.
Oh.
And we're home.
Oh, yeah. So nice.
Yes.
So great that you knew that right away.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Now, since 95, we're going to dive into your, bio a little bit. For 15 years or over 15 years, you were a freelance pianist collaborative coach. Why did you decide to leave that career and go into the money mastery coaching business?
Basically, what happened was when I entered into the music field, mm-hmm. I loved doing what I love doing. Mm-hmm. But I never really figured out how to make it a lucrative business.
Yeah, and you won awards.
I won awards. I have 2 masters. I was busy. I was getting referrals, and I was playing with wonderful musicians.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know how to really make it into a lucrative business.
Mm-hmm.
So needless to say that when I became separated, divorced, and had sole custody of my kids, I couldn't fall back on that because that was not something I had built up. Mm-hmm. So I really needed a job that was going to give me a salary. So I had to leave that. And I fell into another beautiful job, another beautiful opportunity.
Yeah, and which was? Tell me about the next job.
The next job was I was a children's class coordinator for my faith, the Baha'i faith.
Mm-hmm.
And what I basically did was I helped people who had never had any teaching experience or very little teaching experience.
For almost 4 years.
For almost 4 years, I did that. And they basically wanted to be able to be of service in their neighborhood to offer spiritual classes to all the children in their neighborhood.
Okay.
So I went in there, said, I know how to teach you, how to train you, how to let you know that you can be a teacher. You can be empowered to do that. And I loved that job. Loved it.
Okay, now I have so many questions I want to ask you, and I'm trying to figure out which one to ask first. Tell me about the Energized Perspectives. You're a co-founder, and you started that in May of 2012?
Yes, I started that with a very dear friend of mine. It was the easiest decision I made. She just called me and said, hey, do you want to be in business together? I said, hey, yeah.
Oh my God, that's great.
And basically, it was a business that we both wanted to do because it was for training educators, parents, and administrators in the Nurtured Heart Approach. It was a parenting method that had completely transformed both of our lives and
yes.
our families.
And now, so that's what one of my other questions was going to be, the sacred money archetype. I'm jumping ahead. Nurtured Heart? What is that was based on the Energized Perspectives business?
We based our business on the Nurtured Heart Approach. So we were basically teaching others how to do the nurtured heart approach in with their children, with their students, with themselves. And the nurtured heart approach is a powerful approach of how to build inner wealth. So okay. really, how do you build inner wealth in your children so it's not management? And what happened was a lot of women came to us in these workshops and says, before I can nurture my children, I need to learn how to nurture myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's important, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how that developed. We really started focusing on women and really changing their self-talk because we realized they were just constantly beating themselves up. I'm not good enough.
Focusing on the negative.
Constantly focusing on the negative. So they constantly ended up thinking they weren't a good mother, weren't a good wife, everything
provider,
they were doing.
Anything.
Everything.
Now, so the energized perspectives and the nurtured heart approach. Am I saying all that right?
Yes, you are.
That led you to want to be certified in the archetype, sacred money archetype. Is that right?
Correct. Because what happened with the energized perspective business, Robin and I had no clue how to run a business again.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. everything that with my music career just followed me along.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really frustrated. For 1 year, I did not bring in one penny in that business.
Wow.
I was so frustrated, and Robin was frustrated. We were both really frustrated. And something just clicked inside of me. I looked at my husband and I thought, what if something happens to him tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be back where I was seven years ago when I became
separated. This is
separated.
Your second husband.
This is my second husband.
Yes, okay, all right.
And all of a sudden I thought, I need to kick this to the curb. There's something about me and money.
Mm-hmm.
I am excellent at what I do. But this other aspect of making it into a business, I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
And as when you ask for the universe, it opens. The answers are already in front of you.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I said, I need to be trained how to run a business. I have no clue. I know how to run my passion.
Yes, 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 exactly.
And so I entered into a year-long coaching program that gives you the nuts and bolts. And then I also entered into the Sacred Money Archetype Certification Program.
Okay.
Basically, I did it as a business move. But after 5 minutes, I thought, this is exactly what I need to heal my money story.
And this is what you want to teach.
Exactly.
Because you went through it.
I did.
And that's why we're so passionate about some of the things that we do, because we've been through it or we have some kind of a connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
That's how I've done everything in my life. But it was transformative. It was incredible.
And now, what did money mean to you 3 years ago, and what does it mean to you today?
Money, almost all my life, meant overwhelm, something I didn't want to look at, corruption.
Yeah.
It meant it was going to take away the purity of why I wanted to do what I loved doing.
Yeah, materialistic.
Materialism.
Yeah.
It meant just overindulgence.
Yeah.
It had a lot of negative, and all these were lies. These were lies I fed myself.
You're just...
Because money doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
Money means nothing. It just means whatever we give that power to it.
Oh, my God. I love how you phrase things, and I love how you word things.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I have learned so much from you in such a short period of time. We are going to have to go to break, but we have another minute. I want to ask you if you can squeeze this into a minute. If not, we'll continue. Why is it important not just to be passionate about your business, but to also have a highly lucrative one?
Money is part of everything we do. Money is part of everything we do. And especially for me, I want to be independent. I don't want to be dependent on anyone.
Me too.
I want to establish my own security.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of my mission of how do I step into developing equality of men and women in this world.
I have so much equality in my house and in my home and in my relationship, but there's no equality when it comes to money.
And that's part of the equality equation. That's part of the social change that we need to make.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we have to go to break now. Yes, we do. All right. Well, we're going to be right back. I hope you stay with us. I'm Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm with Mamak Cherapu, and you can find her at cherapucoaching.com, and we'll spell her name for you. I hope you'll stay with us at 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Mamak Cherapu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business.
I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charpoocoaching.com today. That's C-H-A-R-E-P-O-O coaching.com.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Mamak Charapu. I love your name. I'm going to say it all day long. We were just talking about how it really is important to be passionate about your business, but it's important to make money as well. What is your overall mission with your clients?
Oh, boy. My mission, overall mission, is I want to empower my clients to stand in their value.
Women or men as well?
Men also.
But
I'm working mainly with women. But mm-hmm. there are men who approach me. They like that energy, and I'm not going to turn them down at all. I would love to work with them. Mm-hmm. But really, I want them to stand in their value. And I want them to be part of the social change of gender equality in our income. Women are still making only 80% of what men are making. We still have a harder time negotiating for mm-hmm. ourselves.
80 cents to the dollar.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
So my mission is that it's really to create a social change. And as women are stepping into their value and charging what they feel they are worth, they're stepping into that social change. They are becoming part of that solution.
Becoming part of that solution.
Yeah.
So we will make a change when we step into our value.
Absolutely. And women entrepreneurs are in such an ideal place because they don't have a boss. They are their own CEO. Mm. So they can powerfully push that envelope. They can powerfully stand in that and gain that confidence and cause that change and be part of that solution. So they're really in an ideal position.
And how does your or our relationship with money shape all of our decisions?
You know, Kendall Summerhawk, who is the creator of the Sacred Money Archetype Certification Program that I received license in.
Yes, the International Association of Women in Coaching?
Correct.
Okay.
She always says, how you do money is how you do everything.
Oh.
And that makes sense. Money is part of every aspect of our life.
Yeah.
So how we make these different decisions constantly through our day is how we're making decisions for all the other aspects of our life.
And what do you mean when you say that you work with a person's greatest gifts with money? If I have money issues, how do I even know that I have a gift with money? Or it's my actual passion?
What I really love about this method is it goes exactly with my core beliefs that we are all created noble. We mm-hmm. all have these gems of inestimable value. That's
from
my faith.
We're born noble.
Mm-hmm. We are born noble. So if that is our premise, then when I work with you, I believe that you have strengths. You also can have challenges with money, but mm-hmm. there are strengths in there.
Yeah.
And what my job is to uncover those strengths, because we can only move forward with our strengths.
And knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
So once you have that knowledge of what your strengths are and equally at what your weaknesses are,
absolutely.
Then you can go right. It's amazing how you uncover so much information just by asking a couple of questions.
Yes. And people, don't realize that they have those strengths. We it's so easy to look at the negative because negativity is like gravity.
Yeah.
We just step into it without thinking. We want to go toward the negative. I'm not good with money. I did that for 20 years to myself.
Yeah.
I'm not good with money. I don't have a business sense. Mm. I can't handle it.
Well, whatever you tell yourself, you will be right.
You will be right.
Mm-hmm.
You will be right.
So, you know, as women, we constantly, I guess what I want to ask is, why do you think we constantly give more than we can or than we want to give?
You know,
we still give it anyway. We're giving more.
We do. I think it's really based on this mother nature that we have.
Yeah.
Mother nurturing. We give to our families so sacrificially of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we just carry that on into our work because we really make decisions from our heart. So our work is another extension of who we are. Mm-hmm. And it's another, our baby. It's another one of our babies. So we just extend what we do to our for our family, for our work. So then it just becomes really easy to over-deliver, to do too much, to not ask what we're really worth because we think, well, I love doing this. I should just do it.
Mm.
And we just fall into this trap of just, it's a trap. It's just a trap.
It's not standing in your value.
It is not. And it's, no.
And how do our limiting beliefs affect our income? So when we have these negative thoughts of these patterns that we keep telling ourselves, that's how it affects our income, right?
Yes. Carol DeWick of Stanford University talks about our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really powerful. Whatever our mindset is, whatever we think becomes our reality.
Yeah.
We can intellectually say, yes, of course I want money in my life. But my mindset is, oh, money is corruption. Oh, money is this. And guess what I do? I kick money to the curb.
Mm, yeah.
Unconsciously, because
unconsciously.
That is my true belief.
Mm. And, you know, why is setting the boundaries for ourselves when it comes to money so hard for us to do?
You know, setting boundaries for ourselves in everything, especially for women, is very difficult. It's really hard to set those boundaries because we want to give.
Yeah.
We want to give. And
we want that next client too.
Or we want that next client.
So the next client is going to pay less. And, you know, we're just like, okay, take it because
right.
we're desperate. We're fearful.
We're fearful. Mm-hmm. We become desperate. And we don't trust that there's actually a client who will pay our fees.
We need to trust.
We need to trust.
Trust in the universe.
Right. So that means we're going to get several no's until our own confidence builds up because it's not going to happen overnight. Oh, now I have a new mindset. Tomorrow they're going to feel my confidence.
Yeah.
You're going to constantly move forward little by little towards that confidence. And all of a sudden when you're talking to the right client and they feel that, wow, this person is going to deliver. I really trust being in their hand. They're going to pay you.
Yeah.
But you have to go through those no's to build up that stamina of being able to tell what your value is.
And can I say, working with you, boy, standing with those no's and listening to hear those no's is so empowering. Like, I heard no, and I'm like, goodbye. I'm okay with it.
Yes.
Because I'm standing in my value.
Right.
Well, I'm learning to. I'm starting to.
Right. Immediately, that what can come happen is like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose this client, this money.
Yeah, that's fear-based.
But mm-hmm. when you really step into it, like you just said, it feels so good to say, I'm not selling myself
short.
I give way too much value
to what I bring to the table.
Yes.
So sorry, no, I'm not going to discount.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Yeah. Now let's talk about the language of the nurtured heart approach. Can you explain a little bit what it means?
Absolutely. In a nutshell, it means I am determined to find what is your greatness in this moment. I don't care what you just did a minute ago, a second ago, and what you will do. Right now, in every single moment, no matter if all of a sudden I just blew up at you, there's a greatness. I can say, okay, even though I got angry and I just yelled, I had enough mind to say, I need to stop. And I stopped. I stopped yelling, you know? And we start building on that little tiny shred of evidence of our greatness, and we start magnifying it. And then all of a sudden, it becomes more.
Oh my God.
In this moment.
The present. Not the past, not the future, the present. Okay. Yeah. All right, that's the key, right? All right, we're going to talk about some more when we come back. We've got to go to another break. I do want to mention that this show is also sponsored by the lovely Carolyn Jenkins with MyLifeDances.com. She is a health coach, and she utilizes doTERRA essential oils to help her clients become healthier in every aspect. It's all natural. I've got a few ailments myself, and I'm using some of these oils, and they're amazing. And I'm very proud to promote her and her business. And so we're going to be back with Mamek Charapu, charapucoaching.com. And I'm your host, Nicole Perry. So keep that power button on right here on 95.9 WATD.
Essential oils can dance away your ailments, and they smell fantastic. Hi, I'm Carolyn Jenkins with MyLifeDances.com. doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils are a simple, safe, and natural way to boost the immune system, fight disease, and relieve pain. At My Life Dances, I can help you achieve maximum wellness using doTERRA essential oils. My Life Dances. Isn't it time to dance your ailments away? I can help you do just that with essential oils that are safe, non-toxic, have no side effects, and are less expensive than traditional medicines. Essential oils are effective and economical. They can stimulate the immune system and kill bacteria and viruses. Just as important, they soothe the mind and the soul. At My Life Dances, we have all the tools you need for your body to heal itself. Visit MyLifeDances.com today.
Are you a small business owner with a big vision? Does every day require too much of your personal involvement to take the next step? At Simple Small Business Solutions, we offer consulting and coaching to align your business reality with your vision for the future. Simple Small Business Solutions can help you put the pieces in place to get there. Clear your plate, reclaim your time, get the freedom and flexibility you need to achieve your next success. Contact us at SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with EverythingYouWishFor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Mamek Charapu with charapucoaching.com. And we were just talking about being in the current and being present. But before we move on to another topic, what do you want to say about that nurtured heart approach that we missed?
You know, the other aspect of the nurtured heart approach that teaches us is to create really strong boundaries and to be able to say no. And also to also acknowledge the reality of what is happening. So it's really not a Pollyanna approach. It's not, we're only going to look at your greatness and we're going to forget about all this other stuff. We're really looking at your greatness and acknowledging the challenge and seeing what is the strength you're showing in that challenge. Because that challenge is there. We cannot fool ourselves that it is not there by constantly saying, we're only going to look at the positive. Our brain cannot be fooled.
Yeah.
Our brain will not be fooled.
Well, and you also need balance.
You need balance.
You've got, you know, day and night, you know, moon and sun, yes. Sun and earth or sky or whatever, and you need the positive and the negative, and you need that balance.
Right. But it really tells us where do we put our energy in order for it to grow, in order for that strength to grow while acknowledging this challenge. So yes. It's really a beautiful, beautiful approach that I've just taken it into my life with my family. They were really tired of me in the beginning, but now they're just all over it.
Oh, okay. They were tired of hearing you talk about your new...
No, they were tired of hearing their own greatness. They said, give us a break. And I said, I will not give you a break.
Okay. Now, what are the first steps in assessing our issues with money, or even figuring out if we have any issues?
Right. I'd like to rephrase that, issues. Okay. I don't like that word,
issues. Oh, okay.
It has a lot of negative connotations to it.
What's a better word?
A better word is finding out what our relationship with money is. We all have a relationship with money that is based on some strengths and some challenges. And
challenges is a better word.
Yes.
Rather than issues.
Because
okay.
we can take those challenges and make them our biggest opportunities. Mm-hmm. All the time. That reflects life. Our biggest challenges in life give us that opportunity if either we're going to make something really incredible with it mm-hmm. or we're going to cave into those challenges.
And issues is almost an obstacle.
Exactly.
Where challenges, you feel like you can overcome and get over the obstacle.
Absolutely.
Because who doesn't like a challenge?
Exactly.
And what woman doesn't like a challenge,
right? Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So the first thing is you need to know what your relationship with money is. And mm-hmm. I have a really incredibly accurate proprietary money assessment that I'm licensed to do from that sacred money archetype that Kendall created. It's amazingly accurate on what your strengths are and what are the challenges that come out of those same strengths.
It's amazing. It is amazing reading the information because when your clients sign up with you, you give them those, how do you say it? Archetypes,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to talk about some of those or?
Sure. Some of the archetypes are, for instance, if you are an accumulator, you are incredible with saving money. You are responsible with your money, and you have you can create financial independence.
And can I just say that I'm not an accumulator? I discovered accumulator. So there are what? There are eight?
There are eight of them.
Yeah, an accumulator is the last on my list.
Which is wonderful, because we can take that and we can start concentrating on that. And your accumulator is going to bring out all of your strengths with all of the other attributes that you have. The connector is someone who loves to give amazing value mm-hmm. and is very optimistic, has faith. The romantic loves to be able to stay in the moment and can really relish. So there's all the maverick is incredible with financial details and complexities and is easy to take risks. Mm-hmm. So all these are different strengths around money and around life. But when they're out of proportion, when one of them mm-hmm. is leading too much, so let's say if your accumulator is your top money archetype, so you can create financial independence, you're responsible. But if you lead too much with that, you might not spend in order to be able to enjoy in this moment in this life. You might have really struggle spending in order to invest in your business to make it grow because you want to see your bank account grow right away.
Oh.
But you can have that money block of like, wait a minute, I'm just giving up $1,000. No, I can't do that. I'll just wait until I have that. That's not how a business grows.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, why do you think we give more energy to what we are doing wrong? Because that happens a lot.
It happens every day. I have to reset myself with that because that's our natural go-to button. Mm. That's our go-to button. It's gravity.
Yeah.
It is gravity. It is so much easier for me to sit and talk badly about myself, about somebody else, and then to put forth the effort and say, what is it that's really wonderful about myself and about others? That takes work.
Mm.
That takes work.
It does.
It's not easy.
It's easier to take the easy way out.
Yes.
It takes more work. I don't know. I'm thinking about all the things with children and raising kids. It's easier to let them have the lollipops and the sugar than to stand in your value of how you want to raise them and say, no, you cannot have that. Because that takes more effort.
It takes more effort. You have to really have conviction.
Mm.
And that's another thing that I work with my clients is when we go through these exercises that really go through what is your resistance with money? What is the conflict that you're having with money? And when we can find out what is that belief system, and then all of a sudden rewire a new belief system, the decision becomes easy. They have conviction about this is my value.
Now, you had resistance to money.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think is the most common thing that you see in your clients, how they resist or they don't, stand in their value or stand in their worthiness?
The physical thing that shows up in their business is they undercharge and they overdeliver. So they get burned out.
Oh.
They start there, instead of spending half an hour with a client, that client paid for half an hour, they're spending an hour because they want to prove themselves that I'm giving you value. Instead of just trusting, I am giving you value.
Yeah.
And this was our limit, half an hour. And if you want more, you pay for more.
Yeah.
That's not asking too much. That's just staying in our boundary.
So that's a boundary.
That's a boundary.
That's a boundary that we need to stick to.
Right. And
if we want to have a lucrative business.
Right. In the Energized Perspective business, Robin and I gave away so many things for free. We discounted. We constantly were trying to prove we know what we're doing, so we're going to over-deliver.
Mm.
Guess what happened? We got burned out. We got frustrated. We hardly made any money.
Sometimes you need to prove a little bit in the beginning, especially if you have a new business.
You do, but you can also position that in a way that you are stepping powerfully with your value. So you can actually give away your things for free, your services for free. However, how you position it and how you talk about it is totally different.
Oh.
Totally different.
All right. Well, we are going to have to go to a break. I want to ask you one more question. How does striving for that, that perfectionism, how does that hold us back?
It's limiting.
Mm.
When all of a sudden you're perfect, where are you going to go there? Where are you going to go after being perfect?
Yeah.
And you're never perfect.
Yeah.
You are never perfect.
I have to say that's one thing that I let go a long time ago.
Good.
Probably about 2 years ago, I just let go of having everything be perfect because, like you said, where are you going to go from there? So if I'm creating a flyer, I mean, I just want to make it great for this moment because guess what? In 6 months from now, it might change.
Hopefully.
Change is good. Hopefully it will change because that means I've grown.
Exactly.
Oh.
You cannot change courses if you don't move. And if we're waiting to be perfect, we can never move.
Mm.
We're in cement.
Yeah.
So if we just say, you know what? I am striving for excellence.
Okay.
In this moment, this is my excellence.
All right. Well, we are going to go to a quick break. We are with, I am with Mamak Charapu with CharapuCoaching.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you looking for a new and innovative fundraiser? I'm Stacey Olson with TinyOwlGifts.com. TinyOwlGifts.com is a simple online gift card fundraiser where supporters can order personalized photo products such as calendars, photo books, and much more. Unlike other fundraisers, there are no upfront costs or minimums. No more picking up and sorting products. And with Tiny Owl Gifts, the photo products are delivered directly to the consumer. Visit TinyOwlGifts.com or contact me directly at Stacey Olson at TinyOwlGifts.com.
Fat No More, the book of hope for losing weight is here. Have you ever been overweight or unable to lose the last 20 pounds? Have you said to yourself, I want to be fat no more? Hi, I'm Dr. Susan R. Cushing. Fat No More can help you if you are a food addict, experience childhood obesity, or are considering cosmetic surgery after weight loss. You can succeed at being fat no more with my book of hope for losing weight. Get your copy of Fat No More, the book of hope for losing weight at SusanRCushing.com. Let me help you now.
My name is Tina Owen, and I'm a virtual assistant providing bookkeeping services and office assistance. We start our businesses because we have a passion. Our offices are the base that we must have securely in place to operate our business. Disorganization can cost money. I'll ensure you that all of your financial documents are handled confidentially, accurately, and in a timely way. If you would like to spend more time growing your business and less time completing paperwork, visit me at tinaowen.net.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Mamak Charapu. We were just talking about, our resistance with money and how, waiting for that perfectionism really does hold us back. Ultimately, I want to talk about what programs you offer. Ultimately, how do you help your clients align their financial success with their personal growth with these tactics that programs, right, that you offer?
Right. Okay. So how I help them, we talked a little bit about it. First, we take that money assessment because that really uncovers a lot. And it gets my clients talking. They recognize those strengths. They also recognize those challenges very quickly. And from there, it's really easy for me to listen to what they are saying and to say and to know exactly what exercises are going to help them get through their resistance and their conflict. Whatever exercise I pick from my toolbox is irrelevant to them. For them, it's right now you need to stand in your value. I had a person talk to me yesterday. One of the issues was I'm in debt. But when I listened a little more closely, because I have a debt reduction program also, I thought that's not what she needs. I said, what you really need is you need to stand in your power. We need to really look at your packages, repackage them so that you are happy with what you're giving out. And she said, yes, I am losing my confidence in my business. So now we, from just listening, I know what we're going to be working on. And then I work through those resistance with the exercises to get them aligned. Because when we're not aligned, we're in conflict. We can't make decisions easily. Mm-hmm. When our who we think we are, why it's important for us to do something, who we think we are, who do we believe we are when we are doing that?
Oh, and believing.
Believing. Mm. I have to believe that I am an incredible multi-six-figure businesswoman. Mm. And when I believe that, I start making decisions towards that.
It's amazing how your questions, you know what to ask. I don't know where your toolbox is or what it looks like or whatever. Hopefully it's a little blingy. It's amazing. You know, the questions that you'll ask, you know, you asked me one question and then you asked me another. And sometimes I couldn't answer the question, but after a few minutes of just hearing it a couple of times, the answer came to me.
Yes.
I do want to share that what I learned with you was almost immediately, and was that I was underestimating my value. It was almost shocking, you know, to answer just a few questions, answer them from my heart, and write down, you know, whatever your thoughts, you bounced back at me, you were bouncing information back, and I was writing it down, and it was just amazing to know that I have value and I am worthy.
Yes.
In such a short period of time.
Well, I'm glad that happened. But it is this coaching method that Kendall talks about, the courageous coaching. We just get down. I don't want you to stay in your story. You already know what your story is.
Yeah.
I want you to stay in this moment. And we just quickly laser focus, go from this moment. And what's the most powerful step you can make? What is the most powerful decision you can make for your business, which ultimately affects your confidence, your family, and also combining that with the nurtured heart approach language. Mm-hmm. It's just a beautiful
So the language, combination. The language is really how everything is worded.
Yes.
And it doesn't focus on the negative, but it doesn't eliminate the challenges.
Right. We can't fool ourselves.
We can't. Because we know.
Yes.
We know what we know.
We know what we know. And our minds will not be fooled. And that's why when the decision comes from my clients themselves, when they're completely aligned, I do not go in there and say, you need to do this now. They will not own it. I need my clients to own their decision. Then when they start taking those steps, confidence starts, because we can't fool ourselves. When we are doing it and we say, I am having this hard conversation and I am standing in my value, your mind can't say you aren't anymore.
So and you're standing in your power.
You're standing in your power. So it's really, I help my clients just do it. Just do it, because then your confidence is going to start going up by action. Through action, we receive confirmation.
But it's not like you just sit there and you say, just do it.
Oh, no.
There are very specific steps. And I wanna mention that, you know, your old thought patterns do creep up.
They do.
And how are we able to kick them to the curb so easily, so fast?
Yes. What we have to recognize is we have a habit of old patterns, and they will come up. Especially when you get in situations that are very sensitive to you. Mm-hmm. For me, it came up when I had to talk with men about my fees. Mm. Or to my husband. I had to go convince my husband, you should invest in me. I've never really made a lot of money, but you should invest in me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a hard conversation. I was shaking.
Yeah.
You just have to go through. You have to recognize those things will come up.
Yeah.
It's, and
you're able to do it.
You're able to do it.
Your confidence. I mean, we started working together literally a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the confidence and the things that I have changed in just a short, and I changed fast. You were a little impressed, were you?
I was highly impressed. You are a woman of action.
I am. And I want to be the best I can be right away. So yeah. I don't want to waste time on being a perfectionist. I just want to, do the best I can in the moment.
I love that. I love that. That's a powerful thing in this moment.
Yes.
That's all we can own.
Now, what simple step would you suggest to the listener that, just to make a small change? Maybe they're not ready to contact you yet.
Absolutely. I'd love them to write this down.
Okay.
I want them to write down, the more blank, make a blank, I become with money, the more I blank myself. And I want you to put powerful words that come to your mind. Don't judge yourself. Just what is it in this moment? So for me, what came to my mind when I first started was the more comfortable I get with money, the more empowered the more I empower myself. That made me really move forward because I wasn't comfortable with money.
Yeah.
So that meant I'm going to be comfortable with money. I'm going to look at my bank statements every day. What did that mean to me? For me, it meant certain actions. So create this. See what it means to you right now. The more blank I become with money, the more I blank myself. You can change that sentence structure to fit, make it empowering.
Yeah.
And I love it when, can you do one right now? Because I love it when people come up with theirs. It just empowers me.
All right. So say it again. The more blank
I get with money.
The more familiar I get with money.
The more blank I become.
The more, I want to say a different word than empowered. I want to say something bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
You'll have to think about that.
I'll have to think about it. Yeah. Oh, that really is powerful. All right. We only have 2 more minutes left. I do have to ask you, besides your immediate family, who inspires you today?
That was a hard question. That's a hard question. But I'm going to name 3 authors that I've read recently that I just love. Sheryl Sandberg, her Lean In. I love she is trying to do for women in corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do it outside of corporations too. Mm, we need to push that envelope. We need to
entrepreneurial women.
Get rid of that ceiling we are creating for ourselves. Whitney Johnson, her Dare, Dream, and Do book. I devoured it.
Oh.
And I felt I was in the living room with these incredible women who were balancing family and their passions and struggling with it. It was beautiful. And right now, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. It is an amazing book.
Oh, wow.
Amazing book.
All empowering women.
Napoleon Hill was an author. He died in the 1970, and it's all about the turn of the century. He was President Roosevelt's advisor, and he wrote this book. It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But I'm also inspired.
We can be inspired by men.
We can be inspired by men, but really I am inspired when I go and meet women right now in this moment, really trying to balance their family and their passion. I'm inspired by you.
I'm inspired by you.
Yeah.
No, I'm inspired by you.
But really, I'm in awe. I try to stay in awe every day of people around me.
Oh, you have such a way about you. When I first met you, you're so grounded and just lovely. And it was such a pleasure to have you here today.
I loved being here.
Oh, we are out of time. I'm very grateful to showcase all of these powerful women. I want to thank my guest, Mamak Charapu. And Charapu Coaching is Charepoo Coaching.com. You can find all of us at PowerfulWomenReveal.com, my new website. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.